Larry Bader Show 906. Is that a Christmas bumper? So I'm supposed to recognize it as a Christmas song, huh? Oh, everybody, is that it? No. Well, it's just, there it is. There it is. It's the first time I recognize. Larry Bader Show 906. May your days be all sexy. I said sexy. Sex, S-A-X. You know, like that. But of course now, Manny Pacquiao couldn't play that song before he gets in the ring because everybody knows no sax before a fight. Oh, God, that was bad. That was really bad. I just didn't recognize that, that's all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Got the tree. My wife and I went out and got the tree yesterday. Get a Canaan, which is a hybrid of something and something. Don't ask me what. But it is slurping water. Like the dog when we forget to fill her dish overnight. It's just, which I guess is a good thing. All right, I will not make you wait on this. I promised when I had an update, I would share an update with you. I think it was, a couple of weeks ago. I know it wasn't last week. I mentioned that a listener had sent me something that I usually quickly dismiss this type of story to what I call the black helicopter folder. In other words, it's one of those things where, really? I'm not going to take this seriously. What it was a link to a story, a cryptic story, about something that the Department of Homeland Security is soliciting. It's called RFP, Request for Proposal, in Wisconsin and Minnesota. A blogger shared the request for proposal from Department of Homeland Security regarding Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then speculated. Here is just a snippet from that blogger. The Department of Homeland Security is coming to Wisconsin in style. The DHS is going to spend $19 million on a private armed security force unit in Wisconsin and Minnesota. The unit will have top secret security clearance, according to the official solicitation, which also suggests that the DHS isn't looking to hire armed guards, but professionals or military-trained mercenaries. Again, that's all supposition on the blogger's part. We have no idea what's going on here. This just goes to show you the Department of Homeland Security continues to treat the American public it serves as the enemy. What on earth is the Department of Homeland Security preparing for? Now, that's all supposition and speculation, but I thought the last part's a fair question. I didn't pay it much mind. Then I received an email that was an exchange between a listener to my show and Congressman Reed Ribble. Reed did not dismiss this out of hand as tinfoil hat kook stuff. He didn't know what was going on either, but made it sound as though that they'd be looking into it. I thought, And it was at that point that I shared it with you. I thought, well, that was interesting. That Reed didn't just sat, nothing to see here, move along. I have no further information on this other than those in Congress are looking into it. Specifically, Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert has sent an email, sent a letter, to the Department of Homeland Security asking, what's going on in Wisconsin and Minnesota? I will share Congressman Gohmert's letter with you. To the Honorable Rand Beers, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Washington, D.C., blah, 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 blah. Dear Secretary, a recent solicitation on the Federal Business Opportunities website by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Chief Procurement Officer has raised many pressing questions about your agency's practices. At a time when reports bring into question the DHS's ability to fulfill its original congressionally authorized mission, a possible frivolous expenditure such as this requires further explanation. The November 1st solicitation shows that DHS intends to spend $19 million on top-secret armed protective security officers, PSOs, so protective security officers, PSO, throughout the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. please provide an answer to the following questions in regard to the solicitation by December 15th. What services do these PSOs provide? Who ordered the creation of these PSOs? Was a task force formed to create the PSOs? Was there any prior model, public or private, that the PSOs were patterned after? Why are the PSOs required only in these two states? Probably the most interesting question of the batch. Where in these states will the PSOs be located? Have PSOs been required in other states in the past? Are civilians eligible to be a PSO and become a DHS employee, or is it military only? What authority, if any, will the PSOs have to use deadly force on U.S. soil? Please supply a list of approved powers, authorities the PSOs can use. What weapons will the PSOs be authorized to carry? What will the lines of authority be between the PSOs and the local sheriffs? What police powers, if any, will the PSOs be authorized to have? How much money will be spent to fulfill the solicitation for these PSOs? Please provide all emails, text messages regarding the creation of the PSOs, and any other communication about the PSOs in any way. Do not delete any communication regarding the PSOs. As members of Congress, it is our job to make certain that the rights of individuals are not infringed. We look forward to hearing your answers to these pressing questions. Sincerely, Louis Gohmert, Member of Congress. Concerning a $19 million request for proposal on a private armed security force unit in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Now, I'm still not indulging in the tinfoil hat stuff here, but if a member of Congress from Texas is interested in this, then clearly Congress is wondering what Homeland Security is up to. He asks a whole bunch of good questions. Why Minnesota and Wisconsin? What is their mission, if you will? Or purpose, perhaps, would be more appropriate. What's the point? Why is this needed? Again, I'm not jumping off the deep end with the blogger who first pointed this out back on November 1st. On the other hand, I think these are very legitimate questions. And I'm glad Gohmert asked. I'm not sure why Gohmert asked and a member of the Wisconsin delegation didn't. If I were you listening to this, that would be my next question. Well, what the hell? Why didn't someone from the Wisconsin delegation ask? Well, they didn't. Louis Gohmert did. And he wants answers by December 15th. I am going to start working directly with Gohmert's office to see if I can find out what he finds out. And I'll get back to you on that. All right, I want to set something up in 5 minutes. I know some of you don't live in this world, but there is a world where a segment of the population right now always knows what the big viral story is online. There's a dandy, and I think it deals with two insufferable human beings. It's 9:14. A world where men are free.